This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Stephen Gates. He is one of the organizers of the fourth and now almost over KUAF Chamber Music, KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Series. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Let's see. This is the end of the fourth year.
Right.
Which means Thursday night will be the 24th concert in this entire history of this series.
That's right. That's right. Sounds like a big number.
It does, doesn't it? When you think back upon it.
Yes.
For this season ender, you have quite an interesting program.
I think so. Last summer, we had a guest violinist in named Jeff Robson, whom Ergene knew when she was a student at Yale some years ago.
That's Ergene Kong.
Ergene Kong, right. And this summer, Jeff lives in Little Rock, is assistant conductor and violinist with the Arkansas Symphony. And I know he plays in a trio. So this summer, we invited the entire trio to come.
Ah.
And so Jeff's trio, which is called Trio Arkansas, will play the first half of the concert, and then Jeff and the cellist, whose name is David Gerstein, will join some of the rest of us who are more local for the second half of the concert.
Concert opens with a relatively new work.
Yes. Yes. There's a piece that they're starting out with called Wildfire, written by Karen Griebling, who is a composer who now teaches at Hendrix. So she's local in that sense. I was thinking coming in here that we've played music by our own Robert Mueller more than once. And it's nice for everyone, I think, including us, to hear music by another Arkansas composer on this series. And the trio, and I should say Trio Arkansas, is violin, cello, and piano. I've mentioned the violinist and the cellist. The pianist is Louis Menendez, who lives in Hot Springs and from New York originally. And they have sort of championed this trio and have a very good working relationship with the composer. And so it'll be kind of interesting. I mean, it will be very interesting to hear. I read again a little bit about it before I came over here. And the title, Wildfire, comes from her experience flying over an area where there was a wildfire and the notion that, you know, a little spark can do so much damage ultimately, but she saw it in a somewhat different way, that a little spark can lead to so much creativity.
Do we hear that in the music?
I expect we will. I don't know the piece at all. Never heard it.
That's right. Since they will be performing that,
that's right.
You have not become familiar with it.
Right.
So there's a nice central Arkansas connection here. Because you've got a Conway connection, a Little Rock, and Hot Springs.
Yes. Yeah, it's very nice. And it's nice for us to do stuff with other people from Arkansas, too.
Now, you must like Robert Schumann so much because he was on the fifth program and
he's
now on the sixth one.
Well, we do like Robert Schumann. I mean, if you play chamber music, he's one of the important guys. And we played the piano quartet on the fifth concert and the first piano trio, which Trio Arkansas will play on this final concert. You know, emotionally is sort of similar. It's a wonderful piece, the first of three piano trios that he wrote. And just to add into that, with piano and strings, we also have a piano quintet, which we played, I think, in our first year. And no doubt it'll come again soon because it's a wonderful piece. There are these three trios, and the first one in D minor sort of shares many of the same sort of romantic qualities that one would expect from Schumann. It's kind of quirky. There's a lot of big contrasts. Some parts seem very, very melancholy. And yet there's almost never a bit of Schumann which isn't really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, one could easily with this kind of music make up stories to go with it. In this case, we don't know if there were any stories, but it's very, it feels like it's music, you know, that has these sort of extra musical associations. But it's a very wonderful, very exciting, virtuosic, you know, it has
romantic?
Everything. Very romantic. I mean, I guess it's fair to say Schumann and Chopin were the two people in the early part of the 19th century who were our sort of archetypal romantics. And so it has that same, although in, I like to say, in a kind of a classical form, because we have piano trios from Mozart and Haydn, right, and Beethoven, piano quartets too. So he seems to have been comfortable pouring what I would call very, very romantic music into a very classical mold.
Then this fourth summer season ends with Souvenir of Florence for String Sextet. You're going to have a lot of strings on stage.
It's going to be a lot of strings on stage. That's two violins, two violas, and two cellos. And this Tchaikovsky piece is an enormous piece. I mean, it's really, I'm probably going too far here, but it's sort of like a little symphony for string quartet. String sextet, I'm sorry. It's in the traditional, if you will, four movements for the kind of classical chamber music symphonic form. But it has, again, it shouldn't surprise anyone that it sounds very much like Tchaikovsky, who didn't write a lot of chamber music. I believe there are three string quartets, and there is a huge piano trio, and not much else in the chamber music realm. I mean, he wrote a lot of operas, ballets, and, of course, symphonies. But in the chamber music realm, this sounds sort of symphonic. Very, you know, it's got beautiful, exciting tunes, and it's got fast stuff, very fast, kind of happy-sounding scherzo, and beautiful sort of melancholy slow movement. And so it's all there. It's a wonderful piece.
Well, now that the fourth annual KUI Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival is nearing the end, what can we expect a fifth? Am I putting the cart before the horse?
No, I don't think so. I think that we all expect to be able to do it. And you've given me a nice opening here, Kyle, for which I appreciate. We have we exist pretty much on donations from concert goers. The concerts are free, and we really very much want to keep them free. And we count on donations from people. We always have, either with the programs or on the table with the reception food, we have little envelopes that people can fill out and send us a check. And it's always incredibly gratifying to me how many people do respond. We don't expect, nor do we get, huge donations. People, I think, very often think, well, you know, I kind of liked this concert. And oftentimes, I mean, often is a fair word, we've gotten, you know, a $10 bill in an envelope that said, you know, I would have paid $10 to hear this. And so it's, you know, and sometimes people send larger checks. But anyway, those opportunities will continue through our last concert.
When you have a trio coming up from Little Rock, I mean, do you pay gas for them or something?
We try. Yeah. We do. We pay them a fee, not a huge fee, but we pay them a fee to come, and we put them up because they can't run back and forth for every day we and they rehearse.
Right.
And we try to pay mileage or some sort of gas fee, you know, to get them over here. And we have people coming from Tulsa, and we've had people from Joplin this summer. So and, of course, people who come from further away have to fly, and we pay those expenses too.
So it's 7:30.
7:30.
Thursday night.
Free.
Reception.
With cake. Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. Lots and lots of free parking on the 28th of June until next year.
Now, I've asked you this before, but on the 29th of June, will you pick up the cello or will you give it a rest?
I bet I will not.
Okay.
I will give it a rest and then get back at it. We have... I know we're going to do some concerts this fall, but that's still amorphous, and so I think I'm going to take a little break.
Well, good for you. And we should say this final concert, again, is at Stella Boyle Smith.
Right.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Kyle, for all summer long. It's been fun.